Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Independence was achieved from Great Britain following the Revolutionary War. The 13 American colonies severed their political connections to Great Britain. The Founding Fathers sealed the Declaration on 4 July 1776, and that makes the country 246 years old as of today. It's a national holiday with the usual suspects being closed for the celebrations. President Reagan from early 1981.
Why, for so many years, we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth. It was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth.
The United States Football League has their first champions. The Birmingham Stallions beat Philadelphia 33-30 last night. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On Sunday morning, Long Island, New York lifeguard Zach Gallo waded into the water and pretended to be a swimmer in distress for training purposes. However, Gallo stopped acting as his pleas for help became dangerously real when he was attacked by a small shark. The beaches in the area were closed, but should reopen today as lifeguards and drone equipment will be monitoring the waters just offshore. With President Biden disrespecting the United States and the Supreme Court on NATO's world stage last week, it's no wonder the president's approval rating has dropped 20 points since last year's Independence Day. President Biden's handlers put out a tweet over the weekend, essentially telling gas station owners to lower their prices. The president continues to blame Putin for the energy catastrophe under his watch. The second wealthiest man in the world knows a little something about free enterprise. Jeff Bezos tweeted back, "Inflation is far too important a problem for the White House to keep making statements like this." End quote. USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Comets buzzing around the solar system and beyond have mystified humanity forever, but with the James Webb Space Telescope beginning science operations on July 12th, scientists hope to unravel secrets about these icy objects. The James Webb Telescope, powerful infrared instruments, will be trained on 3 comets in the solar system. 2 are known comets, and 1 is anticipation of discovering another one by pointing to the Oort cloud in the outskirts of the solar system. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues, retired Rear Admiral in the United States Navy, serving as coordinator for the strategic communications at the National Security Council, John Kirby was on Fox News overnight giving the Biden administration's assessment of the war.
The goal is to make sure that Ukraine can continue to defend itself and can defend its sovereignty and its territorial integrity. And you heard the president talk about this at NATO just a few days ago. We don't want to see Ukraine defeated by Russia. And that's why we are continuing to rush aid and assistance. Now more than $7 billion worth of assistance. That's just from the United States alone to Ukraine. It's time for the United States to continue to support Ukraine, and that's what we're doing. Mr. Zelensky, President Zelensky, he gets to determine how victory is decided and when and on what terms. And what we're going to do is continue to make sure that he can succeed on the battlefield so that he can succeed at the table. But even President Zelensky will tell you that the time is not now for those discussions.
This is USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy 4th, America. How are you? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Bill Fetter going to join us in just a few moments. I thought I'd read this important quote from Thomas Jefferson as a reminder. We in America do not have government by the majority. We have government by the majority who participate. All tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent. I'll let you ponder on that for just a moment. You know, you've often heard me say that in gatherings like this, you know, when John Adams, our president, had said in heralding the 4th of July that it should be celebrated with pomp and circumstance and parties and festivities and fireworks, so to speak. Of course, he had a different word at that time. But nonetheless, you get the idea, and which has been this tradition for 246 years of this great American ideal. The other thing that I have challenged you to do is, with friends, sit around, pull out the Declaration of Independence. I mean, today it is our birthday, okay? It is a time to remember and read over our birth certificate. And I want to do that in part right now with Bill Fetter joining me. Bill, I want to bring you on first and say, hi, happy 4th of July. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, Bill, happy 4th of July to all the listeners as well.
Okay, you got your copy of the Declaration of Independence, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I've got mine to the handy, so I'm going to start out. It's the Declaration of Independence, action of Second Continental Congress, July 4th, 1776. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impede them to the separation, or impel them to the separation. Bill, you take the next one.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing. abolishing the form of government to which they are accustomed.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former system of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world.
He has refused to assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the republic good, for the public good.
He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them.
He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation and the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only.
He has called together legislative bodies of places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures.
He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with many firmness his invasions on the rights of the people.
He's refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within.
He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migration hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands.
He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers.
He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries.
Bill, we're going to pause it here only because we've got a couple of minutes left, and I want you to just give a summary commentary on where we are right now, and I would encourage our audience to finish reading the rest of the grievances. And these grievances, as you and I discussed before, were laid out not only for the pilgrims, the new American colonies, but for the world to understand why they were, you know, they were breaking away from the King of England.
Yeah, here's just a couple other lines I want to highlight. He's kept among us in times of peace standing armies. You know, I was reading where Matt Gaetz wants to disarm the IRS. If we don't realize that under Obama and Biden that the IRS has been weaponized. Again, the declaration, he's made us subject to jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution. Here, Biden wants to give control to the World Health Organization. For quartering large bodies of troops among us, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefit of trial by jury. You know, all these different departments and EPA and everything, there's no jury there. For establishing an arbitrary government for altering fundamental forms of government. He's plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, destroyed the lives, transporting all large armies here. Now, here's one. He's excited domestic insurrections among us. You know, the Americans and the Indians had reached an equilibrium and they were getting along, but the British came in and incited the Indians by promising them money for scalps. You know, that was basically critical race theory. They come in and organize one side against the other. Today, that's Antifa and BLM. And they infiltrated the January 6th rally and committed the riots you know, there was FBI people in the crowds that were instigating it, and there were pictures of police officers waving people into the Capitol. It looks like a setup, but here is the King of England with exciting insurrections among us. We got a lot of things going on today that the founders faced.
Well, Bill Federer, thank you for going along with me and reading this to in part, and I would allow and encourage our audience to finish up the rest of the Declaration of Independence and understand for yourself.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Bill Martinez, live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love.
blessed the United States of America and is standing by to bless it once again, ladies and gentlemen, but his prescription is quite clear. It requires a people to turn from their wicked ways, to realize, my God, what have we done? And in a sense, Roe v. Wade, going back to the states, has given us that Salem moment, if I might say, Bill Fetter, the Salem moment for us to contemplate this appointed time, I believe, that is so precious for us. And God is looking down from heaven to see, how are my people who are called by my name, how are they going to respond? They've been crying out for me to move a hand of justice in America and around the world. And I see it being done, but I'm questioning the, I might say, the lukewarm response coming of all places from the church, first of all. What do you say?
Yeah, you know, the most important thing is to bring people to Christ. But the second most important thing is to preserve the freedom to do the most important thing. I mean, if you really believe the gospel is the answer, you will be involved wanting to preserve the freedom to preach the gospel. You know, if Sharia law Islam has its way, like in Pakistan or Saudi Arabia, it's the death penalty to preach the gospel. If North Korean communism has its way, you're put in a labor camp if you preach the gospel. And, you know, I was spoke down in Houston for Pastor Steve Riggles. He was there when the mayor, the first open lesbian mayor of Houston, wanted to subpoena all the sermons of all the pastors and all their emails and all their text messages and comb through them for anything that she could perceive as an anti-homosexual and have them arrested. Mm-hmm. And so enough of the people got involved and voted that mayor out. But, I mean, they're not content with letting live and let live. They're going after you. They're going after the church. You know, if that particular activity is not sin, arguably there are no sins. And if there are no sins, you don't need a Savior. It undermines the whole gospel. You know, the Declaration of Independence says government from the consent of the governed. But there is the rule of tacit admission, where silence equals consent. So if we're governed from the consent of the governed, but if silence equals consent, if the governed are silent, their silence is giving consent to whatever is going on, whether it's abortion, whether it's teaching transgender. Black's Law Dictionary says rule of tacit admission, an admission reasonably inferred from a party's failure to act or speak. Therefore, a jury can take a defendant's failure to deny an accusation as an admission that the accusation is true. And so this goes. The law of Moses, Numbers 30, chapter 30, tells the story. If a daughter makes a vow and binds herself, and then the day the father hears it, if he disallows it, she's released from the vow and the Lord forgives her. But in the day he hears it, if he is silent, her vows stand and she is bound by them. And this came down to the wedding ceremony. So if the daughter makes a vow in marriage in church and the church members hear it and the church members are silent, they're giving consent. Remember the pastor would say, anybody that's against this wedding, speak now or forever hold your peace. If you're sitting there silent, you're giving consent. Well, gee, if your silence is giving consent at a wedding and you're driving by an abortion clinic and you know they're killing babies and you're silent, you're giving consent to that. And if you give a consent to the sin, you're guilty of the sin. You'll be judged as if you did the sin. Right. And then driving by a school and, you know, they're teaching boys can go in girls' bathrooms and fluid sex and drag queen story hours. And if you know that, and at the same time, you know, Jesus said in the beginning, God made them male and female. Their tactic is to guilt trip Christians into being more Christian than Christ. Well, if you're really Christian, you'll tolerate that. Would Jesus tolerate that? Jesus said, if you allow one of these little ones that believes in me to stumble, better than a millstone we put around your neck and you'd be thrown in the depths of the sea. So they say, well, if you're really Christian, you'll tolerate it. And Jesus says, if you tolerate it and let these kids stumble, it's better that you have a millstone around your neck. Mm-hmm. And so the idea is that church members have to, their silence, these super people that think they're being super spiritual by not getting involved in politics, they're actually, by their silence, giving consent to these sins, they're inviting the judgment of God upon their head.
Well, no doubt about it. And, you know, even Madison pointed out, Bill, in a sense you're suggesting this. He says a well-instructed people alone can be permanently a free people. You know, there's several dynamics that are coming in play here. Apathy has given rise to activism, to involvement,
that is so needed and has accommodated the silent majority. And also that we have taken liberty so casually. It's so meaningless. But yet, I'll tell you, in my years of experience and in my devotion to God, again, I'm reminded that God has given us the greatest gift of all when he sent Jesus, Emmanuel, to be among us. And that is liberty, Bill. I mean, when you think about it, that is the ultimate that any person can have, is you have that God-given liberty, liberty that comes from God, that's clearly denoted in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution as well. It's reinforced. But you cannot sit back and be apathetic about it. This idea of the silent majority is it's really disgusting, because the silent majority is killing the American idea, isn't it?
Yeah, Leviticus 19:17 warns, confront people directly so you will not be held guilty for their sin. So here's the Bible saying you got to confront them if they're sinning. You can't sit quiet. Here's another verse. It says, rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to death. Don't stand back and let them die. Don't disclaim responsibility by saying, you didn't know about it. For God, who knows all hearts, knows yours, and he knows you knew. And he will reward everyone according to their deeds, right? That's the book of Proverbs 24. So if you know they're dragging little babies off to be killed, right, and you're silent, you're giving consent. And so this is a critical thing for the church. And, you know, I trace it in several of my books. Martin Luther starts the Reformation, very personal revelation that just shall live by faith. So personal, he'll stand up to the Pope and the Holy Roman Emperor and say, unless you can prove me wrong from Scripture, here I stand, so help me God. But some German princes want to break away from Rome, and they say, this is our chance. And so they say, kingdom of mine, guess what? You're all now Lutheran. And the people say, okay, king, wait, question, what do we believe? And so for the people in these kingdoms, it's not the same personal revelation that Martin Luther had. It's a new state doctrine, yeah, albeit a little more focused on the Scriptures. But a revival movement starts, called pietism, that says, look, being a Christian is more than just, believing in doctrine from the government. You have to have an experience with Jesus, and when you do, your life will change. And then they go on by saying it'll change so much you won't do worldly things that you used to do, like go to bars and brothels and lewd theater and get involved in government. Wait, what was that last thing? Yeah, government is filled full of worldly people. If you're really Christian, you won't get involved. That was the beginning of separation of church and state. There were actually German princes that donated money to the pietists so they would teach their people not to get involved in the prince's business. And now, for their sake, they would go around the world, these Moravian pietist missionaries, and tell people they need to have a personal experience with Jesus. But when they came to America, they pushed this. Biggest manifestation of this was the Amish. It's like, we're not going to get involved at all, period. And but then you had two brothers. Their dad, Henry Muhlenberg, started the Lutheran Church in America, and he was a pietist. Don't get involved with politics, it's dirty. And so one son...
Got a minute left here, Bill. Go ahead.
Is John Peter Muhlenberg, and he hears Patrick Henry's Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death speech, and he gets involved. And this is time for us to get involved. And so the founders had courage to do the Declaration, and it's up to us to continue to fight for those freedoms.
And as you point out, Bill, as you read the Declaration of Independence, it's like, boy, it relates in so many ways to where America is today. 30 seconds left, Bill. I'll let you wrap it up and tell everybody how they can be in touch with you.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the things we talked about is in the book Miracles in American History, and my website, AmericanMinute.com.
He's the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of AmeriSearch, Inc., and he's our friend. And we love Bill Fetter. We love that he loves God and God's people. Bill Fetter, happy 4th of July, sir.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Independence was achieved from Great Britain following the Revolutionary War. The 13 American colonies severed their political connections to Great Britain. The Founding Fathers sealed the Declaration on 4 July 1776, and that makes the country 246 years old as of today. It's a national holiday with the usual suspects being closed for the celebrations. President Reagan from early 1981.
Why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth. It was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth.
The United States Football League has their first champions. The Birmingham Stallions beat Philadelphia 33-30 last night. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, the men who signed the Declaration of Independence had very few illusions about what they were risking. How much of what they pledged did they actually lose? You know, they said, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And that is all part of the seed and the groundwork of this great American idea that should be cherished in the same manner, I believe, of sacredness, you know, for our country, especially when you consider how many millions of men and women have died for the sake of liberty. And, you know, to me, I think it's quite galling when there is a small minority, and I know that's almost redundant, but there truly is a minority of people who would want to destroy this great American idea. You know, our fathers, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, great-great-grandfathers who suffered death, who put it all on the line and defended this country from all that is deleterious, foreign and domestic. They have fought on behalf and they gave us the baton of freedom to carry on to the next generation. Bruce Thatcher joins us now. He's the founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths learned from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. And I believe also being, you know, rather objective, you know, not to the point of egotism that we think that we're all perfected and we just know so much better. We know, God bless America, we know that it is because, as George Washington said, but for the hand of divine providence, Bruce Thatcher, America would not be where it's at.
I think that's right.
I think that's certainly right. I was listening to you and Bill Federer read through part of the Declaration of Independence. I had two thoughts. One of them was, I can't remember the last time I heard any reading of the Declaration of Independence in any sort of public forum or referenced in any educational setting in this country. And that's a really big problem. The other thought I had was, as you were reading the grievances that led to the Declaration of Independence, I thought back, those grievances, this was almost a parroting of the grievances in the English articles the English Bill of Rights in 1689, mm-hmm. and they listed the things that King George was doing in violation of his implied covenant with the people. And we've listed the Patriots in 1776 were putting up with the same grievances, and they were listing them as a violation of their rights, so they enumerated them as our Declaration of Independence, which led not only to the Constitution and the independence, but also the passage of the first 10 amendments that are the Bill of Rights. It's just fascinating to look at how people put in power really don't like specific rights limiting their ability to do whatever they want.
Exactly. And the thing is, which captures my attention as well, Bruce, and you're probably going to get there, but is that so much of what we're dealing with today, 246 years later, it's the same. There's nothing new under the sun, Solomon said, right? I mean, you sit there and go, okay. I mean, you get these politicians, whether it's Newt Gingrich, and, you know, he had an idea, the contract with America. Kevin McCarthy is claiming some sort of semblance of the same thing. But, you know, all you have to do is look, and the reason that this is documented is because, like you said, it holds them accountable. And this is why they don't like the Constitution. They don't like the Declaration of Independence, because this is our power document for we the people, isn't it?
It is, and it is a fact that the people in power. It's just natural. It's just natural. If you have the power you like, you don't want things limiting your power. And they just naturally try to erode it. The English Bill of Rights has been mostly eroded through the parliamentary actions of Great Britain and the United Kingdom. You can see that that's gone on over the years as regarding our own Constitution and the Bill of Rights in the first 10 amendments of it. Mm-hmm. Over the years, it's been whittled down and eroded down by laws and actions without law to support them, and by court decisions. But here we had a Supreme Court that in this last session just reported out a number of rulings that affirmed
exactly
provisions. And
Bruce, this is so huge that what the Supreme Court did in rectifying an injustice in doing this, and it's, you know, and the people don't know how to celebrate this, you know, really in its totality, because they're just not educated, they're not knowledgeable to appreciate the gift and the courage that the Supreme Court did in the name of liberty.
No, they demonstrate against them. They threaten them. They do everything they can, and they even call for violence against Supreme Court members because the Supreme Court makes a ruling that somehow goes against something they personally believe they'd like to be doing or should be doing.
Right.
And they don't reference back. They don't reference back to our own Bill of Rights and what they allow us to do, and they certainly don't reference back to the laws that support those rights. It's kind of the me generation. Here's what I want to do. The court said no. The court's bad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the lawless society that we've become, Bruce Thatcher, sadly.
Yes, it is. Yep.
How can they understand law when they're lawless?
Well, and why are they lawless? In large part, because they haven't been taught that there are rules to living a moral life, that there are laws and rules that have been put in place and enshrined in the Constitution that are designed to make living in America safer, more productive, for all people. And they don't buy that. They don't care about those kinds of things because they haven't been taught.
Exactly. And more importantly, Bruce, they've abandoned any idea of the laws of nature and nature's God. That is huge right there. That's fundamental. If you have no connection, understanding of nature's God, how do you understand, you know, this popcorn stand and how it operates?
Yes, that's right.
Right?
Yes, that is right. And we need more and more of this as much as possible of, okay, let's repeat these Bill of Rights and then talk about the rights and why they were articulated the way they were. It goes back to the natural laws of God preserving for his creatures safety and equality and rights to behave in ways that make for a more perfect world. It's not allowed to be taught in schools. It's not allowed to be discussed on the radio and television and in the media. You get canceled if
yes.
you communicate that way on social media.
Yeah, the thing that is confusing for this generation, Bruce Thatcher, is that instinctively, because God has embedded this idea, this sense of consciousness in us to know the difference between right and wrong. But when you have a counterculture that comes in, negates God, and you try to take a stand for it, it just becomes an emotional argument because you're not standing on the principles that are clearly enumerated, that God clearly laid out for us, because they've said God has no place here, right? So now you lose the argument, and along with it, you lose your precious life and the future of the next generation. That is the sad commentary and where America sits right now. But Bruce, I know your commitment and mine as well, and I'm right with you shoulder to shoulder to keep fighting the good fight. We've got more from Bruce after this. Stay with us.
65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You know, when this day was being dreamed about, John Adams had wrote to his wife that it'll be a day to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, illuminations from one end of the continent to the other from this time forward forevermore. May it be so. Happy birthday, America. 4th of July, our 246th birthday. Bruce, what an amazing story, huh?
It's an incredible story. It's happy birthday, and let's do it every year, and let's celebrate it every year. But let's also, when we celebrate it, get behind the pomp and the fireworks. I've seen those almost every year for the last, I can't even remember how long, and I've already seen them this year. I mean, it's glorious. But I wonder how many people watching those fireworks see through them and see the thing behind them and why we're doing this. They're seeing a spectacle and they enjoy it, and that's right and good. But I'll tell you, this is the Constitution. Our Constitution is an amazing document. No Constitution has ever lasted so long and with so many tests. And may it ever be so. But the forces arrayed against it and the attacks against it, and the insidious undermining of it through approach, through our educational neglect is just very discouraging. We need to overcome that. And I think we've
exactly.
The Supreme Court.
Well, Bruce Thatcher is the founder of History Speaks Today. He's an immigration expert, author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils, Make It Work, Adamant Aggressors as well. And Bruce, you know, the thought came to mind this morning as I was thinking about, you know, the illuminations especially, is why can't this generation look, as you say, the pictorial that's laid out in these illuminations, why can't they see the images of maybe their fathers from Vietnam, their fathers from the Korean War, their grandfathers from World War II, their great-grandfathers from World War I, you know, all the way back to the founding of this country, relations who who were there to take us to the next generation, to cast the spirit of liberty and freedom and belief in God to the next generation, how it's continued. But as Ronald Reagan so appropriately said and reminded us that, you know, our liberty isn't something that is passed in the bloodstream of Americans. It is something that has to be handed off from one generation to the next. And hopefully in this relay race for liberty that the baton is not dropped. And I know that people have their doubts because of, you know, the challenges that this country has been faced with. But the fact of the matter is that we are Americans. We're not Americans. We're Americans, and we can make this happen. We've fought other wars, and we've fought against other, you know, intrusions into this great American dream and liberty and all that it stands for, that you have what, I think the pollsters say there's another 60 million people waiting outside of America that would love to partake in the freedoms. Even as confusing and as chaotic as it is right now, you've got over 60 million people who would like to come into this country. So that says something, doesn't it?
That says something that indeed does. It says, for instance, it says that the rest of the world, regardless of the political pronouncements, the rest of the world believes in the American ideal. They believe that this is the land of opportunity. They believe that here is where they can make a better life. And so they're waiting. And our own people, our own younger generations particularly, but our own people don't seem to believe that anymore. And I think that part of the reason for that is because so much of their upbringing in the last few generations has been abdicated to others. It's been abdicated to schools without supervision. It's been abdicated to churches. And sometimes that's not the best direction to go in specific cases. But more critically, it's been abdicated to governments and to social media.
That don't like the American dream. Bottom line, they don't like the, right? I mean, you have a president of the United States this past week admitting that there's going to be this new liberal world order. What? I mean, this is the president of the United States basically refuting our U.S. Constitution and our Declaration of Independence on the eve of July the 4th.
That's right. And can that be an accident?
No.
It is. It's just astounding. We're used to hearing, on particularly on the eve of July 4th and on July 4th, and we will probably hear some of that this evening in the Capitol celebrations. We're used to hearing our leaders absolutely promote America on this day more than any other throughout the year. And so the spectacle of our presidents abdicating or shifting over and saying, we're for a world order, we're for a European Union that's worldwide, and we want to be part of that and let somebody else be making the rules that by which we in America will have to live. And it's just astounding.
What about the preponderance of evidence and history here, Bruce? I mean, you as the history expert and historian that you are, how do you ignore the preponderance of evidence of the good of America? Yes, we're human beings. We make our mistakes. But when you put it on the scales, the preponderance of good of America and the American people outweighs and should just absolutely cancel with certitude these naysayers and the small minority group of people who have been given a bully pulpit, have been given place by the mainstream media and those naysayers that don't love America. I mean, it comes down to that. They don't love America. Maybe they're just trying to be too smart for their own good, whatever reasoning that they're trying to come up with. But look, we have enough evidence. We have enough history to refute this silliness, don't we?
We do have enough history to refute it, and we should be. I'll put even my generation partly to the test on this. We don't study history enough. We haven't studied history, and we don't learn from history. So there's a disconnect between whatever we know about history and what's going on today, because our attention span has grown so short that all we see is the events or the time or the time frame surrounding some specific mm-hmm. want or need or event that's going on. We don't have the time. We don't take the time to say, where does that fit into a historical context? We just ignore it.
Right. And this is why we don't understand what the Supreme Court did for us. The gift they gave us in saying, here's your U.S. here's your Constitution, we're taking it and giving it back to the people, and the people are upset. It's like, wait a minute. But if you have no foundation to understand, then this is like, you know, it's gobbledygook, right?
Almost every reaction I read or hear about Supreme Court actions as regards the Constitution this year are, I don't like it because it's wrong. And why is it wrong? Because I don't believe in what they did. I want them to, I want them to, what's right is what I want to have happen. And there's no appreciation whatsoever about the Constitution and its more overall umbrella-like protection for Americans.
Well, sadly, the American people have been groomed and condition for a one-size-fits-all, not a limited government as enumerated in the Constitution of the United States, limiting its power, because they knew, our founding fathers were well aware, the nature of man is such is they can't handle it. They can't handle power and control. And if you think not, for those of us who were born and raised in California, and some of us have left, some of us are still there in California, we know exactly what that means. And the rest of this country is beginning to understand more of what that means as you have the rise of the Uniparty and what the Democratic Party has been doing to we the people.
And I hear it from people that I talk to, from even from some members of my own family who will say, regarding any kind of situation is, well, the government should take care of that. Or the government says this, so it must be right. And you shake your head. You shake your head.
Yes.
You say, come on, folks, use your own mind.
Yeah.
But,
well, this is what happens when critical thinking has left the building, Bruce Thatcher, and you as a teacher, a consummate teacher, it's frustrating because all you're trying to do is get people to exercise, you know, that important part of their brain to question authority, to question life. This is what makes everybody bigger and better is when we ask these critical questions and we hold people to account. I mean, this is what we the people is all about. This is what the American dream is all about, right?
And this is what Independence Day is all about, in terms of its celebration of those very principles. I hope that we don't ever stop doing it.
Well, again, I would encourage our family of listeners as you get around the barbecues to, you know, check out the illuminations and the pomp and circumstance, all the great things that our second president of the United States envisioned for this great country of ours, that you'll pause for a moment and remember, well, first of all, read the Constitution, read the Declaration of Independence or as a group and be blessed for it. And then remember all those, the millions before that sacrificed it all, their treasure, their sacred honor, their very lives for the sake of liberty that we enjoy today. Bruce Thatcher, the founder of History Speaks Today, has been with us. Bruce, happy 4th of July, my friend. Take care.
And to you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.